This is a brief report on the status quo of Navaraja Mahima and some real sort of exciting news and request from devotees in order to help further its coming to print. Yesterday afternoon we had a lengthy meeting. It was actually with the production crew, which it was, I was there, and the Krishna in Peru in terms of the artistic aspect, and from a consultant, there was our artistic consultant who always works with all of our books, magazines, etc., Bhakti Juja, and Hemangi was there, and Nalini Kanta, and Bhaktalatsi and his wife, who do marketing and sales now for my books, as well as Sundarup, of course. Maybe I'm forgetting someone. Anyway, they were all there, and we really thrashed out two main topics. One was the book size and layout, to finalize that, and then the other one is, based on that, the printing plan and actually how to raise the finances for the printing. So the book size, I can't even tell you how big it is in terms of what the number is, because it's not a standard size, or it's standard but it's very big. It's almost A4 size, a little shorter and thick. Very, very beautiful. It really has a distinguished look about it, very distinctive look. As soon as you see it, it's really different than other size books. As I mentioned earlier, and you've heard about that, there's three of them. They run at 800 pages each, or at least that's the theory to date. It may be 850 or 900. Well, anyway, the total count is somewhere around there, between 2,500 and 3,000 pages for the three books. And then there's a fourth, which has the maps in it, as well as just a very short rundown of the pastime places in parikrama order. And out of those, there has to be two. One has to be for New Vrajadham parikrama, which has one scale and therefore different distances, and also the directions are different. And the other one is Boma Vrindavan, or Vrindavan in India, which is of a different scale and different distances. And the schedule of pastime places is more or less the same, but that's the book that devotees can take with them if they want to take it with them on parikrama, and to guide them through. It'll tell them where what the places are and where they are. These books, unless you're taking a truck with you, you're not going to be able to carry them. They're like beyond carrying size. They're meant for being in the home. So that we discussed, and still we're debating as to whether it should be two columns per page or one. The book is so big that you could comfortably have two columns on a page. That we're going to finalize tomorrow and see the more detailed versions of that type of layout. And once that was clear, then we discussed about printing. Now, these books are bigger than any of the other previous books, and there's three of them, plus the fourth one, as I mentioned. So it's really expensive, and there's no funds in Lal's account, Lal Printing Press account, at least for my books, because all the past money has gone for Braja Project in New Brajadam. So in order to get some funds going, then we've working on a particular scheme that you'll probably see. You'll probably see through the website and through other media. And that is that we're going to ask devotees to start paying in advance. Advance payment, because the books are going to cost probably starting costs about 200 euros, which I think is about $260. And obviously that's a lot of money for anyone to just pull out of their pocket. But if they pay in advance, say if devotees are paying an amount of about 10 to 15 euros in advance, then by the time publishing is ready for the English, or printing is ready for the English version, which could be around this time next year or late summer, devotees would have already paid for the book in advance. One may question why the book is that expensive. It actually costs more than that. In terms of printing, binding, artwork, maintenance of art department for 4 years, what it's going to cost to lay out the books, what to speak of. Well, we're not paying for the author and we're not paying for editing. Otherwise, it would really be skyrocketing. But we do have to pay for Keshav Bharati Maharaj is coming here to Hungary. I'm going to India. We have another editor as well, Achyuta Prabhu. He's coming from America. We're maintaining him as well as he's also coming to India to finish the editing. Then in Hungarian, there has to be translating costs, maintaining Nalini Kanta for anywhere period from 9 months to a year. Of course, that's the Hungarian version. So it's costly, and it's going to cost money to ship these books as well. They're not something you slip into an envelope and post. But I think they'll be well worth the value. But to make it easy and in order for us to actually have money in order to print, because we won't be able to print otherwise, we'd need devotees to actually start making advance payments. Devotees who want to purchase the books, which will be limited edition, I'm not quite sure exactly how many we're going to print in English, but it may be only 600, probably a maximum of 1,000 sets. That type of volume usually goes just in one place, for instance, the UK, for us to, anyway, be able to do all that printing. It really requires that we have Lakshmi up front, because it's too much for the printers to front. And then the only thing that requires is upon printing that there's delivery. So that's something that you can be expecting. We'll be sending out brochures, there'll be a separate website where devotees will be able to make payments, where they're going to be able to download little tasters of different pastimes or what's being written, and whether they'll be insured of getting a copy of the book. So request is that devotees assist with that, otherwise it'll be very difficult to realize the final stage of the book, which is actually bringing it into print. And then if there are others who would like to make some larger donations over and above just the cost of the book for the printing, and devotees have done that in the past. My cousin's been one of them, Ambrish Prabhu has been another, and there have been others, then by all means get in touch. As you mentioned, the cost of the books will be over and above that which devotees are actually paying for them. So we're working on subsidy as it is, even right now, just the maintenance of the art departments, all been going on by the grace of Jayadev Prabhu, and then also a heaven sent that I received from insurance company from the UK. Anyway, that's it for now, and we'll continue on some other topics tomorrow, but expect to see and hear more about this topic and how you can also make your monthly payments in advance. Hare Krishna.